Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we're back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you live in Vegas, you get a lot of texts and you get people reaching out to you, such as a lot of the promoters for these clubs. And so for years, I was getting texts saying, you want to come to the club? I'll give you free tickets. And it's very interesting because having grown up in Las Vegas and seeing the city transform, it is just fantastic. It's amazing. The club scene was something that grew into an industry in and of itself. And I remember in the 90s when you were starting to hear that, you know, there were some famous DJs. And I'm like, you know, DJs are good. And there's definitely an art to it. But there's really, that's like a celebrity career. And then all of a sudden, there would be these people on billboards. And you'd go, who is that? And then somebody's like, I don't know. There's somebody famous. I don't recognize them. They're not a singer. They're not an act. They're not a comedian. And they would just say, like, so-and-so's here. And this was, like, in the early 2000s. So, like, okay, they must be, like, a real famous DJ. And so we started to see Vegas become this scene for clubs and these DJs. Just, you know, like Blau. I know Blau. I know his family. In fact, he was telling me what he was doing. I didn't realize how famous he was, you know, because I've known his family for years. And I'm like, okay, wow, that's huge. He's famous. He's world famous. And so the clubs are a experience. You know, I'm old school thinking, okay, we go to a show. You spend money on a ticket. You go to a show. When you go to a club, when we went to the club, there was just whatever DJ there. You'd listen to the music. The music was good. And, you know, but I remember a crappy DJ versus a good DJ. And many of these DJs also have their own music. And then they put out their own music. So I never really jumped on the club scene because I'm always up early to prep for my show. And I just, you know, I'm old. So my son's girlfriend got offered some tickets to Zouk to the IU Day Club at the resorts. Now, the Resort World Hotel and Casino, that's like the newest hotel on the strip, and Tiesto was going to be performing. So she's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, absolutely. So I told hubby, I go, okay, we're going to do a late night. We take our naps. So we took some naps. Right? We got ready for the club. I got all dressed up. I looked all good. I looked good. Now, meanwhile, I'm like, I'm going to be the oldest one there. So we get there early. You got to get there early in line. And it was outside. So it was a club that was outside. And because there's like hundreds, maybe thousands of people that want to get into the club, they had us all outside. But the weather wasn't too bad. So we're outside and we're kind of close in the front of the line because we got there kind of early. And there was a woman standing there. And she's looking at me and I'm looking at her. And I could tell she was Latina, so I just kind of start, you know, speaking Spanish, you know, and I say, I'm old, and she goes, I'm old, you know, and she goes, you know, I'm 50. Now she's speaking in English, and I go, I'm 50, or I go, you're 52? She goes, no, I'm 50. That's what I'm saying, you're 52? No, I'm 50. No, I'm 50, I'm 52. She goes, so you're older than me. I go, no, I'm also 50. Forget it. Okay, and I was so happy that there was another 50-year-old there. I was like, yes. Then some younger guys that were there to celebrate a 21st anniversary, they come there. But the guys were going to get charged $75 a person if they didn't have a girl. So they had to run and get some girls because you had to have a one-to-one ratio. You had to go in with a girl. You couldn't, guys have to pay, girls are free, which, again, I don't think is fair. I don't think that's fair. I think women want equality. You can't be walking to a club for free and the guy having to pay. So the guys found a bunch of girls that were going to stand next to them. And, you know, they were nice girls or whatever. And so, you know, when you're in the line for about an hour, you start to bond. So I'm talking or whatever. And, you know, they're like, oh, you don't look old. You look good. I'm like, yeah, I look good. You know, so anyway, so we get into the club. And it's just gorgeous. I mean, just the lights and the music was good. Kiamani, I forget who the opening DJ was. She was excellent. I saw Chun Li from Pawn Stars, so Chun Li was there, and, you know, so got to, you know, chat with him and stuff, because I hadn't seen him since I filmed a bunch of Pawn Stars. And so, you know, I started to get in there, and I started to get into the groove, and I was good. And I was checked out. It was pretty, pretty cool because there were other old guys there. So there were older guys there, and they were checking me out. I was like, dang, yeah, I look good. Because they were probably like, huh, you know, she must really be desperate for sex, you know, if she's there alone. But I was with my husband. And I was with my son and his girlfriend. So I go to the bathroom, and I come back, you know, and I just want to see, you know, do I still have it? Guy checking me out. I was like, yeah, yeah, I still got it. So I get out there on the dance floor, and I could dance. I didn't realize I could dance without alcohol. So I'm dancing, doing the moves. The problem is all of a sudden, in any song, there's the jumping, where you're just, you know, you're just jumping. Okay, I can't jump. After two kids, I peed on myself. So that's where my age showed. Everybody's like jumping and stuff, and I'm like, I gotta cross my legs. So instead, I pretended to be like, you know what you do? I pretended like to be like raising my drink and stuff like that, but I couldn't jump when everybody jumped. So that's the problem. For those of you that are old, like me, and you're like, I could go to the club, it'll stop you in your tracks once you have to jump. But everything else was great. The people were great. We were right there in front, so we could be there right by the DJ. It wasn't too loud because I was afraid I was going to need hearing protection. Although they did these air cannons, and the air cannons apparently can really, really hurt your ears. So maybe bring ear protection. But, you know, I didn't have any, like, you know, Depends underwear on because, again, I don't usually need it because I don't jump. So for those of you that are going to go clubbing, okay, you want to also make sure that you have proper breast, you know, bra support because it's really hard to jump up and down and dance with these puppies. So that was noticeable, but nobody else cared because everybody else was, like, going to fall out of their clothes. So it was okay. And so you want to make sure that prepare they don't pee on yourself. Also, don't go the day after a colonoscopy because the day after a colonoscopy, you eat and then you have to potty. So I just didn't eat so I wouldn't have to potty. And the music was great. It was good. It was, I mean, the clubs are awesome. You have to go. And, but, you know, you're never too old to have fun and dance. I got a great workout, and it was just an awesome night. So you got to check out the clubs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the NFL is getting kind of tough. And I guess taking a stand on the Delta variant and vaccinations. And it's kind of tricky because many agencies, all eyes are, you know, it's kind of like what happened with the woke movement, where, well, where do you stand and what are you doing about it? So the NFL felt like they had to do something. But the NFL did not want to mandate vaccines. They have, you know, many players still that are not, you know, willing to get vaccinated. So how do they force it? And then the legality of, well, they have a contract. And they, it just, you know, so you're going to kick them off the team if they don't. I mean, it's a mess when it comes. And again, it's an emergency authorized vaccine. It's not officially FDA vaccine, FDA fully approved. So it's tricky. So what the NFL did was they turned the pressure onto the club owners. And the NFL said, look, we're not going to extend the upcoming season to accommodate a COVID-19 outbreak if there's an outbreak among unvaccinated players that causes the game to get canceled. If a game has to be canceled because of an unvaccinated COVID outbreak, the burden is going to fall on the team with the outbreak, not the other team. So I get that because I don't know if it was the Vikings game. There was some game last season where the game got postponed because one of the teams, somebody had COVID. And the other team was ready to go. And then they had to take their bye week. It had to shift the bye weeks, and that was uncool. And so if I get that, you know, the team that isn't sick and ready to go, they should be able to play. If not, they win. I get that. But Tom Pelissero of NFL Network had tweeted this, and he had had a copy of the memo that the NFL League sent its club, citing the latter's financial responsibility and risk of sanctions if games were to be canceled due to COVID caused by unvaccinated players. So the fine looks like it's a lot less than I thought. It looks like it's about $14,000, $15,000. Hold on here. Let me see what the latest says. Hold on a second. I thought the NFL players will be subjected to a fine of $14,650 every time they violate COVID-19 procedures. So if they don't wear a mask or they break a protocol, they'll have a $14,000 fine. Okay, so I don't believe that's a lot less money than I thought was going to be inflicted. So according to the NFL, all right, the burden of cancellation is going to delay, or the burden of cancellation or delay is going to fall on the club experiencing the COVID infection. They want to seek to minimize the burden on the opposing club or clubs. If a club cannot pay due to a COVID spike in vaccinated individuals, we will attempt to minimize the competitive and economic burden on both participating teams. Because that's the question we have. Vaccinated individuals are coming down with COVID too. Look at what happened with the Olympics. Most of those people that had to sit out of the Olympics were vaccinated. So how do you blame the unvaccinated or vaccinated? That's going to be tricky. How do you blame them? Whether to reschedule a postponed game will be dependent on health and safety reasons at the recommendation of medical experts, as well as considerations of stadium availability, schedule integrity, fan convenience, and other appropriate matters. If a game cannot be rescheduled within the current 18-week schedule and is canceled due to a COVID outbreak among non-vaccinated players on one of the competing teams, the club will forfeit the contest and will be deemed to have played 16 games for the purposes of the draft, waiver priority, etc. For the purposes of playoff seeding, the forfeiting team will be credited with a loss. The other team will be credited with a win. Ooh, can you imagine somebody sneezing, you know, on somebody else's towel to give them COVID so then the team is out? So currently, 75% of the NFL players are in the process of being vaccinated. That's according to the NFL website. More than half of the clubs have vaccination rates greater than 80% of their players. But there are people out there. There's, you know, Leonard Fournette from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He said he will consider a COVID-19 vaccine. He was originally not pro-vaccine. You know, he previously, I guess, was not a fan of that. We know DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Cardinals, was not originally wanting to get the vaccine. Buffalo Bills receiver Cole Beasley. So Hopkins had originally tweeted, never thought I would say this, but being in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Now, he deleted that tweet, and I think he retweeted something like freedom, ? So, you know, you have a lot of individuals out there that are not happy. I forget which assistant coach, I think the assistant coach for the Vikings, had said that he's leaving. Let me see, which one is this? Hold on a second. Yeah, Rick Dennison. He is out. He's not going to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He has served as the Vikings defensive line coach, run game coordinator for the past two seasons. In a statement Friday, the Vikings said they were still in discussions with Dennison about the league's COVID-19 protocols. Another coach in the league, New England Patriots, co-offensive line coach Cole Popovich, also won't be with his team in 2021 in a decision related to the COVID-19 vaccine and NFL guidelines. So the vaccine is required for all Tier 1 staff, including coaches, front office executives, equipment managers, and scouts. Players are not going to be forced, but have to face the strict protocols during training camp throughout the season that vaccinated players will be able to forego. So, you know, when we look at this, this is interesting because, you know, I look at the NFL as sometimes an example of what corporations can do and what institutions can do and what they can't do. And it's a very interesting beast, the NFL, because these players make a lot of money, and these players also make the clubs a lot of money. And these players are very, some of them are very, very vocal, being, you know, social justice warriors and, you know, like Colin Kaepernick. And so a my body, my choice sort of voice coming from some of them would be expected, as you know, many of them are, you know, very much so, you know, for, you know, or against there being, you know, obstruction and you know, you know, feeling forced and you know, being, you know, pinned down and being, you know, and being cornered. And so it's interesting to see how, it's going to be very interesting to see how this unfolds. My guess is many players, because I know a lot of people who are vaccine hesitant and they just ended up getting it done. They go, you know what, we're just going to do it. But the thing is, you know, many people that are, you know, social justice warriors or those that want to, you know, fight for, you know, independence and, you know, our right and our voice. We should have a voice. Many of them want their voice to be heard when it comes to the vaccine. And it looks like your voice is getting squashed. I'm pro-vaccine, and I think the vaccine can help stave off this pandemic, but I do not support mandates. And so when a player who has that voice and wants to voice, you know, it's very, very interesting, you know, because people were saying this is a Democrat-Republican thing, you know, where the Republicans are more for choice. The Democrats were pretty pro-choice. This isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. You have many people that have their own particular reasons, you know, for holding off on the vaccine. And I have a survey on my Twitter and on my Facebook page. If you don't mind going and filling it out, very quick, easy survey. If you got the vaccine, and if you didn't get the vaccine, you know what? Is it that you're waiting? Are you waiting for full FDA approval? Are you concerned that the studies didn't include your demographic or medical condition enough? Are you worried about the side effects? Is it a transportation issue? So please fill out the survey. I would love to know what your reasons are, because I really think people underestimate why there is vaccine hesitancy, and vaccine hesitant people are getting targeted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But the big crux of this is money drives everything. NFL lost over $4 billion in revenue, we're being told by one report, due to the COVID pandemic. NFL does not want to lose games, cancel games. And they don't want to be accused of spreading any COVID spike. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New home sales fell sharply in June. Government figures showing sales of new homes dropping by 6.6% at the annual rate of 667,000 units last month. The median price of a new home sold in June was just under $362,000. A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox and Friends,
"There's a reason that there's a border wall between North and South Korea. There's a reason that France has a border wall, and Bulgaria and Morocco. Okay. Border walls work. And we've had a border wall for 30 years in America. Every president since then has supported it."
This is USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are pressing President Biden to push China regarding the origins of COVID-19.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
China officials are adamant the virus started in the wild and not the Wuhan lab being eyed by American scientists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A caravan of protesters from South Florida is rallying for Cuban freedom on Monday. The group making its way to Washington, D.C. after protests broke out in Cuba earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am just fascinated by the Olympics. I always am. And I usually try to tape events. And the problem is the event, it takes hours and hours of your either, well, it used to be my VCR, and then now it's your DVR. That I'm just going to wait till they go on YouTube and then I can watch them. Because every time I turn on the Olympics, I'm missing it. I mean, I caught some archery. I caught some fencing. There's the epi fencing and then there's the saber fencing. That's pretty cool. I've never really watched the fencing. You know what? Any sport I watch, I'm ending up really liking it. But I like watching sports, so I find it fantastic. But, you know, early on this weekend, we weren't doing that well. And we had zero medals originally. I think by Saturday, no medals. And it was kind of nerve-wracking until our woman fencer won the gold. I believe that might have been the first. It's hard to tell because there's just so, you know, you have the triathlon going on. You had, you know, so many different ones going on. But currently we're doing a little better. As you know, the Tokyo 2020 Olympics started on the 23rd. There's 206 countries competing with 11,000 athletes representing them. This is why hosting the Olympics, you make a lot of money. Except this year. This year, Tokyo is going to be losing about $15 billion. But that's one estimation, maybe even more. I got to tell you, man, Tokyo is beautiful. Yeah, just like with Rio, I mean, they show really, really beautiful areas on, I mean, I don't know if the whole city looks like that, but it just, to me, was exquisite. I've never been to Tokyo. I can't wait. USA Today says there are enough medals for every country to hypothetically go home with at least one. There's 309 medals across 33 sports. But many countries are going to go home with nothing. There are 72 countries recognized by the International Olympic Committee who have never won any Olympic medal. Very cool that they keep competing. Because that would stink if it was just China, Japan, the U.S., Russia, you know? You really want everybody there. United States is the all-time leader in history in Olympic medals. They've taken home throughout the years, decades, 3,000. UK came next, Germany and France. The U.S. is expected to dominate again this year. So at first it wasn't looking too good, but they're catching up. So currently, and again, I could be off by the time you guys listen to this broadcast, but currently USA Today is saying China has already won 18 medals, 6 gold, 5 silver, 7 bronze. The United States has won 14 medals, 7 gold, 3 silver, 4 bronze. Then comes Japan at 13 medals, ROC, 12 medals, Italy, 9 medals, Great Britain, 7, South Korea, 7, Australia, 6, France, 5, Canada, 4, Chinese Taipei, 4, Netherlands, 3, Brazil, 3, Germany, 3, Kazakhstan, 3, Kosovo, 2, Hungary, 2, Tunisia, 2, Croatia, 2, Slovenia, 2, Georgia, 2, Czech Republic, 2, Spain, 2, Indonesia, 2, Serbia, Switzerland, Egypt, Mongolia, Turkey, Ukraine, 2, and then the rest get to bring home at least one so far. Austria, Ecuador, Hong Kong, Iran, Norway, Philippines, Thailand, Uzbekistan, Belgium. I think Uzbekistan, did they win the male fencing? Belgium, Bulgaria, Colombia, Denmark, India, Jordan, Romania, Cote d'Ivoire, Estonia, Israel won one, bronze, Kuwait, Mexico, and New Zealand. So we're you know, definitely, you know, representing. I know that Simone Biles had a little bit of an issue during some of their qualifying. Struggled during qualifying. They finished second for the first time since the 2010 World Championships. They still did awesome. Just awesome. Biles had a little bit of problem with her dismount off the balance beam. But again, this was the qualifying, so she's going to do fine. You know, women's gymnastics starts tonight. I have to double check. But, you know, she was asked about, you know, her current struggles. And she says, it wasn't an easy day or my best, but I got through it. On Instagram, she said, I truly do feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders at times. I know I brush it off and make it seem like pressure doesn't affect me, but damn, sometimes it's hard. Ha ha ha. The Olympics is no joke. And she was caught on camera, you know, with some faces when she saw she, you know, didn't do well. I do that too. Like if I make a mistake, or not make a mistake, but if I don't perform my best, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to act like, you know, I did good. You know, I'm like really honest. And everybody says don't do that. When you screw up, just power through it. People won't notice it. I'm honest, you know. And so she made faces. I like her a lot. She's one of the greatest, you know, gymnasts I think the sport has ever seen. And so she's in that class of Michael Phelps, who's swimming, Usain Bolt, who's retired. So she calls herself OG Olympic Grandma. And she is expected to still win 5 gold medals, which would be a record for any U.S. woman. It would tie with Larissa Latinia for the most golds by any female athlete. And so she is a favorite. I think she's going to do fine. But they had a rough day yesterday, qualifying Sunday. But, you know, I take a look and I see what's been going on. you know, with no crowds and no claps and no support. It's different. Now, you know, mind you, everybody trains without there being, you know, an audience, but it really does help. We spoke about this during the football games and during the hockey games, you know, playing for a quiet arena. I don't know how much that helps. And so it's a different time. There's also the stress of the COVID. I think Simone Biles stayed away from the opening ceremony because she didn't want to get, you know, I mean, if she gets COVID, she's done. And even if she's vaccinated, I think she is, to take that risk, like I'm betting they have her in a bubble so that she does not at all get, I mean, imagine, and my guess is nobody wants to be tested right now because at any time you could test positive. You know, because the virus can, you know, stick onto you and it could be positive and you might not get sick. So that's a very stressful time. I mean, it's one thing to have to get all pumped up and ready for the game and ready for the games. But the other is to think that your Olympic dreams could be lost because of a test. And, you know, with histories of and, you know, reports of cheating and, you know, we've heard, you know, throughout the world, doping issues, cheating in elections, things like that. You know, let's say somebody doesn't want a particular player to play. You know, I mean, I'm sure these things weigh on everybody. I hope nothing like that would happen, but it's obviously weighing on people's minds. One thing that was very bittersweet was Oksana Chusovitina. She's a gymnast from Uzbekistan. She competed for her 8th Olympic Games this week, her 8th. She is 46 years old. She received a standing ovation after she competed in her last vault. She, her Olympic debut was the 1992 Barcelona Summer Olympics. She at the time represented the Commonwealth of Independent States after the dissolution of the Soviet Union. The team, also known as the Unified Team, comprised representatives from former Soviet republics. So she was representing them in 1992. And then she became a German citizen in 2006, won a silver medal for the country, 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing. Or she won a silver at the 2008 Beijing. Then she moved to Germany when 2002, I think her son was diagnosed with leukemia, received treatment there, so she became a citizen there. 2013, she began competing for Uzbekistan again, and during 2016, she was in Rio de Janeiro. She became the first gymnast to appear in 7 Olympic Games and now 8. She received a standing ovation, but there was no crowd. And my guess is that would have been just a beautiful thing, a beautiful way to finish your career with a crowd, the whole Olympic crowd, you know, of all sorts of countries honor you like that. It's amazing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we need to talk about that super fungus again. Remember a couple years ago we talked about Candida auris? There was a super fungus that was found in hospitals, some hospitals, and we need to talk about it again because the CDC is reporting a couple new outbreaks of these drug-resistant cases of fungal infection, and there's a new twist on it. So in total, CDC has reported about 2,193 cases of this fungus that is resistant to many antifungals. Public officials, however, reported that 120 new cases surfaced in two hospitals in Dallas, Texas, and a nursing home in Washington, D.C. Apparently, this cluster of 100 C. aureus cases at a nursing home dedicated to very sick patients included three that were resistant to all three kinds of antifungal medications. Then there were 22 cases in two Dallas area hospitals, included two with that level of resistance. The facilities weren't identified, but the cases were seen between January to April. One or of the five people who were fully resistant to treatment, three died. Both Texas patients and one in Washington. Now, this isn't the Candida albicans that you get like a yeast infection from. We're not talking about that. This is Candida auris. And in previous investigations in years past, it could colonize mattresses, beds, chairs, counter surfaces, infusion pumps, and windowsills. So they found it to colonize, you know, just areas around a person's hospital bed, which kind of showed that it was pretty sturdy and could be kind of resilient outside of a human host. It could be on surfaces. But at the time, they didn't think it could be, you know, transmitted person to person. Now officials think these new outbreaks are evidence to that. Now, the superfungus is named super because it is losing its vulnerability to antifungal medication, and its resistance is increasing. Any superbug is a bug that seems to not be taken down by typical antibiotic or antifungal means. The CDC considers it a global health threat if some of the strongest medications, including the echinocandins, can't subdue it. Now, C. auris, or Candida auris, can cause a variety of infections, skin, ear, but most concerning is sepsis, infection of the bloodstream. C. auris was first identified in Japan back in 2009, but upon retrospective review, the CDC thinks there were cases back in 1996. It has been seen in the UK, Israel, South Africa, South Korea, Colombia, Pakistan, Kuwait, Venezuela, and other countries. It wasn't identified per se in the U.S. till 2016. So that's why you've been hearing about it lately. So most hospital disinfectants are currently designed to be antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral. And the CDC has urged healthcare facilities to, one, know what to suspect this and how to properly identify it, report the cases quickly to public health departments. For healthcare personnel, still clean hands correctly, use precautions like wearing gowns and gloves to prevent spread, clean patient rooms thoroughly with a disinfectant that works against C. auris, and investigate C. auris cases quickly and determine additional ways to prevent spread. So, you know, this is one of these rare things that hospitals really don't need. They got enough poop on their plate right now. You know, it's just, and, you know, you wonder if maybe one of the reasons why it's, you know, we're making these drug-resistant ones is because we're cleaning so much and we're sterilizing so much that, you know, they're trying to find other means to survive. So these are some things we just kind of need to, you know, take into account. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. The Department of Veteran Affairs is going to be the first federal agency to issue a vaccine mandate. So 115,000 frontline workers have 8 weeks to get the shot or they get canned. Now, keep in mind, the VA does not have a lot of staff, I believe, as it is. Weren't they having issues, you know, with long waits and all that? So, 115,000 people needing to get vaccinated or else, I think many people might be like, see ya. So I'm pro-vaccine. I want people to get the vaccine. I'm just not pro-mandate. So President Joe Biden confirmed the move in a brief statement to reporters Monday afternoon. He said, yes, Veteran Affairs is going to, in fact, require that all docs working in facilities are going to have to be vaccinated. This is following a report quoting his Veteran Affairs Secretary regarding healthcare workers. He said all docs. He probably should also say nurses and respiratory techs and, you know. So 150,000 staffers have 2 months to get vaccinated. If not, they face being fired. And by those 2 months, it's not waiting 2 months to get the first. It's getting both of them done. President Biden confirmed that, quote, all docs at the VA will be asked to get the shot ahead of his meeting with the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi in the Oval Office. Now, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough, told the New York Times, I am doing this because it's the best way to keep our veterans safe, full stop. He added that the mandates would apply to the employees who have the most contact with patients. So doctors, dentists, nurses, physician assistants, physical therapists at VA medical centers across the country. And I know some of you are you know, supporting something like this because you're thinking, look, I can't get the vaccine, or I got the vaccine and I could still get COVID. So I want to know that whoever I'm spending time with is protected. I do get that, and I appreciate it. I just don't know if you could actually force it. I'm, you know, the Biden administration still has not, you know, wanted to, you know, support federal vaccine mandates. They have suggested that private companies do that. The president could force members of the military to get the shot, but luckily he hasn't done that yet. The military has battled with low inoculation in the ranks, and they are unable to force anyone until the vaccines are fully approved by the FDA. Once that FDA approval comes in, it is going to definitely be challenging for many people. The Delta variant is spreading. You know, one of you had asked, you know, will there be, you know, an end to sight, you know, with the push to mandate? Well, it depends. If the variant, see, the problem is we're having a surge in cases. We're having a surge in hospitalizations. I'm watching. It went up another few thousand. I mean, there are more people going into the hospital. I'm not lying. So, if we hit the fall and cases drop, there might be less of that push. The problem we have is then we got the next winter season. And so there's a chance that they're going to, you know, they're going to say, look, guys, we just can't take a chance of another wave. And I don't see them going back. I think if they're going to push it, they're going to continue to push it. So, you know, cats are more susceptible to COVID than dogs. There was a study saying 10% of felines have coronavirus antibodies compared to 1% of pups. I wonder if they're going to force pets to get vaccinated. I don't know how that would go. I don't think people are going to like that at all. But researchers looked at samples of blood serum from 239 cats and 510 dogs. 8% of the cats tested positive for coronavirus antibodies. 1% of the dogs tested positive. That's fascinating because dogs are usually up in your face or kissing your mouth. Cats are to themselves. So if cats are to themselves and they're getting it, then either they have some amazing immunity, their 9 lives, you know, and the dog's immunity is waning, or maybe, I don't know, when they lick themselves, they get it. I don't know. I really don't know. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.